Down to the Washington Blue Jays, and that last carry by Dave McCoubre does not count as a carry in the football game. It does count as 2 points on the scoreboard, so the Hornets are up 28-0. And Mark Hibner is going to do the kicking chores for the Hornets to start the final 12 minutes of this football season if the Hornets can stay in front. It's a little squibber by Hibner, taken by Jessup back at the 15, picks it up, 25, gets to the 30-yard line and about the 31-yard line. And the Blue Jays will take over right there and still looking for their first down of the football game. Who'd have thought that would ever happen? Here it is with just 11:53 left in their season, and they haven't even gotten a first down in the championship game. The Hornets have really played a great football game today on both sides of the football. They're up 28-0. Still playing with that six-man front line with the two nose guards and Mendenhall and Hutchinson. And Feldon, the fullback, or the quarterback, gives off to the running back, who is Bob Herndon. Herndon goes straight ahead and gets about 2 yards at the most out of it, out to the 34-yard line. The Washington Blue Jays, Bronny, have just not been able to do a thing.
Chillicothe's defense has just played one heck of a football game there. Just fired up. They've came out from the start. They've hit. They've caused those fumbles. The mud's helped out, but when you get hit real hard, the ball's going to come out, and it's your responsibility to hang on to it. So the mud, it should have no... There's no reason for a fumble.
Feldman back to pass, throws it, and it's almost intercepted by Dave McCoubre. He read the play as he was playing back there in his linebacker spot and came up there and dived at the last second and almost picked it off, but it skipped off the ground, according to the officials, and it's incomplete, and it's going to be 3rd and 8.
It's hard to see from up here, but the officials were right on top of the play.
10:52 left in this football game. The Blue Jays have it at their own 34-yard line, 3rd down and 8. And Gary Case still in there on the defensive cornerback position, replacing the injured Scotty Durham. And Feldman comes back, gives to his fullback on the draw, goes straight ahead, and it's Glenn Jackson on the carry, and he's upended at the 35, gets to about the 37-yard line.
That brings up a 4th down, and they just about have to go for it or else try to fake a punt.
4th and 5 for the Blue Jays at their own 37-yard line.
If they punt here, I think they're just kind of conceding the game to Chillicothe because they'll have no chance of scoring 28 points.
They are lined up in a punt formation with Jessup in there to punt. And now the officials call a timeout here to clean off the football a little bit. And back to receive for the Hornets is Doug Switzer. He goes back to his own 35-yard line. He was back there to receive punts early in the season, maybe the first game or two, but then Scotty Durham took over the chores. And now it bounces, and Switzer picks it up at the 35, tries to get outside and can't go. He's swarmed under, and the Hornets have it at their own 33-yard line, 1st and 10, with 10 minutes left in the football game. It was not a very good punt, but it got the job done as it was a line drive punt by Jessup, and it bounced, and Switzer took it on the bounce, tried to get outside, and couldn't go.
I think Rick Benson, defensive tackle, got in there. I'm pretty sure he got in there and got a hand on that ball, and it looked like when it left the punter's foot, it was wobbling right there.
Hornets send wide to the left side, Scott Stevens. And McCoubre's on the slot left. The give goes to Fitchett. Fitchett straight ahead to the 37-yard line. A gain of about 4 there by Fitchett.
Running the last 3 yards of that backwards. He turns in a new wrinkle every time he carries a football. He's diving or running backwards or spinning or something. He just does anything he can to break loose in there.
I'd like to give some thanks to some of our sponsors, some of the other sponsors in the football game today. Dono's Home Furnishings, Leitner Insurance Agency, Canaan Abstract, and Lambert Manufacturing Company, all of Chillicothe. The Hornets have Stevens wide to the left. Again, Fitchett slot right. The give goes to Heck, and Heck straight ahead gets hit right at the line of scrimmage, and I think that may be Heck's first carry of the day, and it goes for no gain. Approaching the 9-minute mark of this football game. 9 minutes left, and Heck comes out after he was hit right at the line of scrimmage. The Hornets have a 3rd and 7 situation now. And Bob Fairchild leaves Dave Duvall to call his own plays in this situation. Billy Bezidin, the man in there at fullback to replace Heck, with the cleanest uniform in the field right now. And the fake goes to Bezidin. The give goes to Fitchett. Fitchett off tackle, gets across the 45, midfield, 45-40. He's got one man to beat, and it's a race. And Fitchett wins it. Down to 10-5, touchdown, Mark Fitchett. Mark Fitchett goes 63 yards and goes over the 1,000-yard barrier for sure with that touchdown romp. With 8:27 left in the football game, Mark Fitchett goes 63 yards, and the Hornets go up 34-0, and the Hornets have two backs in the backfield with over 1,000 yards rushing. A beautiful run by Mark Fitchett, and the Hornets going to look for point number 35 right now. And Mark Hittner is the man that's going to try the extra point. With 8:27, now the Hornets are going to go for two, and they've got Hittner lined up as a tight end on the right side. Duvall gives to McCoubrey. McCoubrey tries to get outside, and he gets stopped, and it's no 2 points on this try. And the score remains 34 Hornets, nothing. Washington Blue Jays. We'll be back with the Hornet kickoff right after this. The Hornets, with 8:27 left in this football game, the Hornets have exploded to a 34-0 lead. A good kick by Hittner, taken by Jessup at the 13, goes straight ahead, gets to the 25, and is brought down right there. The ball squirts loose, and the Hornets jump on it, but I believe they whistled it dead at the 27-yard line. The Hornets pounced on the returner, Jessup, and the ball squirted out of there, but the officials called it dead right at the 25-yard line. Where it's going to be. So the Blue Jays take over there. The offensive unit comes out once again, and if they just get a first down, it'll probably be a moral victory for them. They haven't been able to collect a first down yet with 8:21 left.
That'd be something for a team to play a whole game without getting a first half. You got to really give a hand to this Chillicothe defense.
Feldman brings them out with Herndon and Jackson behind him. At the 26-yard line, Feldman gives it to his fullback, Herndon. He goes straight up and gets stacked up and thrown back and may have gained a yard, if that much, on that play.
That defensive line for Chillicothe, you can't hardly see anything of them. The C's on their helmet are caked over with mud. You can barely make them out. Their jerseys are just totally covered. Their pants and legs, their socks and their legs are all just a plain mud.
Second down now for the Blue Jays. They come out. Feldman has been stymied this whole game. The give goes to Jackson. Jackson gets outside across the 35, and he's close to the first down marker, depending on where they mark the football. And it looks like from here that he may have the first down. As he went outside, made a couple of good moves to get there, and he got the first down. The Blue Jays get their first down of the game with 7:24 left in the football game. It took a while, but they finally got it, and they're now sitting at their own 37. And Feldman brings them out. Tight formation displayed by the Jays, and they give it straight ahead to Herndon, and he goes nowhere. Stacked up right at the line of scrimmage, and once again may have gotten a yard, so it's going to be 2nd and 9.
Another tackle by Wayne Mendenhall and Danny Hutchison, two guys, and they shifted into that 65 defense today. It's the first time they've stuck in it like this. Those two have been doing an excellent job of stacking up that middle.
.642 left in this football game. Hornets in command, as they have been from the start. They lead 34-0. The give goes to Jackson. He gets outside again across the 45 to about the 46-yard line. He's still a yard short, so it's going to be 3rd down and about a yard for the Blue Jays. 3rd and maybe 2 yards to go for the first down at their own 46-yard line. They have been in Chillicothe territory once, thanks to the interception by Jessup that he ran back all the way, but it was called back on the clip. But they were in Chillicothe Hornet territory at the Hornet 48-yard line, but then Right on the next play, Feldman threw an interception by Doug Switzer. 6 minutes left in the football game, and these Blue Jays just haven't been able to do anything. This is their best drive so far offensively at their own 45. Jackson again gets back to the 46, maybe the 47, but he is short of the first down. It's going to be fourth and about a yard.
Washington has just conceded this game to Chillicothe. They're down 34-0, and they're not trying any pass plays or anything. I think they just want to keep it from getting into the 40s or something there.
The officials want to take a measurement on this one, and it's going to be close with 5:44 left in the football game. And we'll come back after this timeout. The Blue Jays had a 4th-and-1. They went on it, and Herndon got the first down, and they're at midfield now at the 50-yard line with 5:28 left in the football game. The Hornets leading 34-0, and they were up 14-0 at halftime and came out and really put this one out of hand in the second half. Just inside the 50 of the Chillicothe side of the football field, the Blue Jays go with a 1st-and-10 situation. The give goes to Jackson. He flips it back to Feldman in a nifty little play, and Feldman's got to run out of the pocket. Goes to the left side. He's in pursuit by Moose Hannon. Gets down to the 40 and run out of bounds by Dave McCoubrey. And McCoubrey went into the fence on that far sideline and may have his leg jammed underneath the fence over there. Run out of bounds at about the 38-yard line of the Chillicothe Hornets.
Feldman came up limping on that play. That's the dirtiest he's had his uniform. It's the dirt first time he's got any kind of mud on his uniform above his ankles. So I doubt if he runs that football again after the hit he took over there on the sideline from Dave McCoubrey.
McCoubrey evidently okay as he stays in there after ramming into that fence. The fence has been a topic of conversation at the school board meetings lately as they're thinking about getting rid of it and eliminating the fence. 4:55 left in this football game. Once again, another first down for the Blue Jays. They're finally starting to move the football late in this game. 38-yard line of the Hornets. And Buddy Logan's in on Feldman. He gets the pass off, but it's incomplete. And Logan decked Feldman back at midfield.
Feldman turned around and started backpedaling. And the minute he turned around and looked back downfield, Buddy Logan was on him. He had to really hurry to get that ball off.
The incomplete pass stops the clock with 4:51 left, and we want to thank some of the other sponsors: Investors Federal Savings and Loan, the Sizzler Family Steakhouse, Gambles and Howard's and Junior Lifestyles, all at Chillicothe, for bringing you this game this afternoon, in part the championship game. We want to thank all those sponsors that have been with us today and most of the year for bringing Hornet football, and we've enjoyed it up here in the booth, and hopefully you've enjoyed it as much as we've enjoyed bringing it to you. The Hornets leading this one 34-0, and they apparently have won state in 1978, and as we've mentioned often, the Hornets have been good in the even years. They won state in 1970, won state in 1972, had Dave Brown in 1974, went to the semifinals in 76, and apparently winning state right here in 78. 4:51 left. Feldman gives on a counter to Jessup inside. He goes down to the 35-yard line and brought down there for a gain of about 3. It's going to be third and 7 for the Blue Jays. Brownie, one thing we've been hearing about before this game was the linebacking play of Holmeyer, the linebacker for the Blue Jays, and we didn't hear much of him today, did we?
He sure hadn't done too much. A lot of college scouts are high on him. He's a big guy, 220 pounds, I think, and I guess he's supposed to be pretty quick. We haven't seen too much of that. Maybe if he goes on to college, they won't play him in muddy football games.
Feldman brings his offensive unit out as the clock approaches the four-minute mark. And Feldman back to pass, being pursued. He's got to get another wobbly pass off, and it's incomplete. The intended receiver, who I believe is the tight end Tim Gildehouse, had his hands on the football, but lost it. And once it hit his hands, he did the old mortal sin of running before he had the football, and he started to take off and forgot the football back a couple yards, but he was hit as soon as he caught it anyway, so I don't think he wouldn't have gotten much yardage out of it.
Scott Burson kind of batted the ball when it hit Gildehouse's hands, batted up in the air, and it looked like Switzer might have come in there and intercepted, but he went for the man instead of the ball that time.
35-yard line. The Blue Jays come out, fourth and seven. Fourth and seven with 3:58 left in the football game. And they send a man in motion, an unidentified man who's covered in mud, and he's brought down in the backfield behind the line of scrimmage. The Hornets will take over on downs. And on the stop, Richie Young does it again.
He's been in the backfield with opposing teams all year long, and it was a real big surprise to me. It was a big surprise that Dave McCoubrey never made linebacker, but I think it was just terrible that Richie Young never made all-conference defensive end. He is just one super fine defensive end. I don't think we've seen a better one this year, Denny, in my opinion. I don't know about yours.
3:46 left in the football game. The Hornets have Fitchy wide to the right. They give it to McCoubrey. McCoubrey straight ahead, and he fumbled the football, but I believe he was able to recover it back at about the 43-yard line. He ended up gaining 8 yards on the carry, and Dave McCoubrey, with that carry, ties a school record of 32 carries in a football game. That's his 32nd carry, and that ties a record. 8-yard gain by McCoubrey. He's also trying to close in on the 2,000-yard barrier, and before this half started, he needed 80 yards in the second half to gain 2,000 yards, and he's probably collected about 45 in the second half, maybe 50, so he's closing in on that. Fitchett, man in motion to the far sideline. McCoubrey gets a call again, goes straight ahead to the 45 to about the 46-yard line, so he sets a new record of the most carries in a football game. That's his 33rd carry. And Dave McCoubrey, they're going to have to rewrite the record book after this year and maybe even rename it the Dave McCoubrey book, as he's done everything for the Hornets this year. He got out to the 46-yard line, close enough to bring the chain gang out and try and see if the Hornets got another first down. The clock stopped with 2:52 left in this football game. And the Hornets do get the first down. Those two carries giving Dave McCoubrey 10 yards. He's got to be close. We're going to have to try and get an official count on whether he's got 2,000 yards or not. He's got about 150 yards already in this game alone. He's been Mr. Offense for the Hornets. He and Fitchett both in that backfield, thanks to the offensive line. Duvall's going to keep again. He goes the right side and gets back to the line of scrimmage and stacked up there.
I don't think he intended to keep that ball that time either, Danny. He kind of turned around there and started back toward McCoubrey. McCoubrey got to the hole before Duvall did. He slipped a little bit when he came out from underneath the center, so that was a busted play for Chillicothe.
And Duvall took off and ran with the football and got nowhere. It's second and 10.
That's the first time he's carried the football today where he hadn't scored a touchdown or got a first and 10.
2:10 left in the football game. The Hornet star backs in the backfield. McCoubrey and Fitchett just talking over the play, and now Duvall gives to McCoubrey. He goes off tackle, 50, 45, 40, down the sidelines, 30, 25, then brought down at the 17-yard line.
That play right there just about has to guarantee him 2,000 yards on the day, Denny.
37-yard run for Dave McCoubrey, and that's got to put him over 2,000 yards. And I believe they have made an announcement here at the stadium that it is over 2,000 yards, and he gets a good hand from the crowd. 37-yard run for Dave McCoubrey in a miraculous season of 2,000 yards rushing.
The white shirts are starting to come off the bench for Washington going into the game, replacing all those muddy guys. Chillicothe's not going to wait for them. They've got their play set up and ready to go.
A minute 36 left in the football game, and now I believe the Hornets are going to call a timeout. No, the Blue Jays call a timeout. With timeout on the field, we'll be back with more Hornet football after this.
KCHI AM and FM, Chillicothe.
And while you were gone, the Chillicothe Hornets tried a pass intended for Scott Stevens and made a diving effort at about the 3-yard line but couldn't hold on to it. Duvall gives to McCoubrey again. McCoubrey straight ahead gets down to about the 15-yard line. So a gain of 3 on that play. With a minute 22 left in this football game, the Chillicothe Hornets, state champions once again in 1978, the third time that they have been the state champions in the 1970s.
The Washington Pep squad sitting down there, they've been saving bags of confetti to to throw on a touchdown, but they haven't got a touchdown yet, so they're throwing it on intercepted or incomplete passes by Chillicothe.
Kid goes to McCoubrey, goes straight ahead to the 10, gets his way down to about the 8-yard line. It's going to be close to another first down for McCoubrey with 49 seconds left on the clock and the clock running. Down to 40 seconds, just inside the 10-yard line, so it's going to be fourth down and about a yard and a half for the Hornets. They come out, and they're going to go for it with a tight formation. Give goes to McCoubrey. He's got the first down, and he's got a touchdown. Dave McCoubrey goes in from the 10-yard line, and the Hornets score again with just 28 seconds left, and it's Dave McCoubrey's first touchdown of this game, his 25th of the year. And the Hornets go up 40 to nothing now.
It's now official that McCoubrey has gone over 2,000 yards rushing.
And the Hornets look like they're going to go for two here in this situation, as Mark Hibner is not out on the field yet. 40 to nothing. They are running away with it. They have run away with it, I guess I should say. And the announcer making different announcements of the 2,000-yard barrier for Dave McCoubrey that he has just broken, and also some of the feats that Coach Bob Fairchild has accomplished with this game, his third state championship here at Chillicothe, and also his 131st victory as a Chillicothe coach. Arnett's going for the two-point conversion now. 28 seconds left, looking. The give goes to Bill Bezidin. Bezidin goes in for the 2 points. And he's got it, and the Hornets go up 42 to nothing. With timeout on the field, we'll be back with the Hornet kick right after this. 42 to nothing with just 28 seconds left, and the Hornets are all mugging each other on the sidelines. They've got nothing but mostly clean jerseys out there on this kickoff team. Mark Hibner, the man to kick off, and got a bunch of new guys out there on this kicking team with just 28 seconds left in the 1978 season, and the Hornets, the 1978 state champions. 42 to nothing. Hibner gets a good kickoff. It's going to go down to about the 15-yard line. Goes through the receivers. Goes back to the 7. Picked up there. And the guy just falls down. The receiver was Bob Wilmoth. And it's going to be Blue Jay ball at their own 7-yard line with 23 seconds left. And the Hornet defense, Brownie, did just what you'd say they do. They shut these guys down cold.
Chillicothe has never lost in a final game, and they've never lost at home, and they had a lot on the line today. An unbeaten season. McCoubrey had, I believe this is his 15th straight game, over 100 yards. And Coach Fairchild's 151st victory as a coach, 131st at Chillicothe.
Not bad credentials at all for the Chillicothe Hornets, and also their 17th consecutive game won in a row, and that is the current longest winning streak in high school football. 23 seconds left. Hornets on defense now. The Blue Jays at their own 7. They got some new guys in there. Mike Whitaker is the quarterback, and he fumbled the snap, and the ball is being popped around, but I think the Blue Jays have it at their own 5-yard line with 14 seconds left on the clock. The Blue Jays almost fumbled again to the Hornets, and now the Blue Jays call timeout with 14 seconds left. A very happy sideline for the Chillicothe Hornets as they're huddled around their coach, Bob Fairchild. And what a year for the Hornets. The defense came in with a lot of question marks. They needed some defensive backs, and the offense came in with some question marks at the offensive ends and the offensive guards, and everybody is just filled in the spots perfectly and beautifully. 14 seconds left to this fantastic Hornet season. The Blue Jays come out on the offense is Dyson now. He hands off to one of his running backs, Melker. Melker goes back to the line of scrimmage, and the countdown is on. You can hear the crowd here at Chillicothe High School Stadium. And the buzzer sounds, and the crowd goes wild, and the Hornets start wallowing in the mud. All the Hornets are just diving into the mud now. They've been practicing in it all week, and now they're going to play in it for a little while. The Chillicothe Hornets are the 1978 state champions of Class 3A football, 42 to nothing.
The players have Coach Bob Fairchild out there in the middle of that mud right now. It looked like they were going to drop him, and he's got some mud on him. All the players that didn't play or jumping out there, sliding in it, doing headlong dives in it. Now they go down and they're going to present a trophy to Chillicothe, the number one team and 3A state champ for the third year.
They did it 1970 and 72, and they had another notch in the record book in 78 with their state championship, and they did it rather easily, 42-0. And Coach Bob Fairchild was kind of mauled there at midfield by his players. They're out there to present the trophies, the Missouri State High School Activities Association out there on the field to present the trophies, and Bob Fairchild trying to get his team together. This guy owns Chillicothe High School Stadium. Anybody that has a street named after him can do just about anything he wants, and that's the authority that Bob Fairchild has. And they're collecting the harness together now at about the 30-yard line. The Blue Jays are all together getting their trophy. And this place is a mob scene. The Hornet fans are all going nuts. Final score still on the board, 42-0 in favor of the Hornets.
And this is the fifth year, 5 years out of the eight in 1970, in the 70s, that the NCMC Conference has won the state championship. That's three for Chillicothe and two for Columbia Rock Bridge. They won it last year. Chillicothe come back with it this year.
This is the first time ever that a team has won the state championship three times, and it all belongs to Coach Bob Fairchild and his Chillicothe Hornets. They're getting the trophy now, as you can tell by the reaction of the crowd. The crowd giving a hand to the Blue Jay players who come off the field. And now the reaction as the Hornets hold up their state championship trophy. Coach Bob Fairchild in the middle of a Hornet huddle out there holding the trophy over his head. And the Hornets kind of get together, and now they're going to get a little picture taken out there, and they all get around the trophy and Bob Fairchild. 42-0, Brownie. They blew him off the field. Did you think it was going to be this easy?
Well, there was a lot of doubts going around town. Even the Chillicothe people were thinking that this might be the week Chillicothe would get beat. Everybody but the players, and I think the fans were a lot more nervous than the players, where they come out and played an excellent football game.
The Blue Jay fans now have a long way home. They've got to go 230 miles to get back home, and it's going to be probably about six times as long as that, or at least seem that way, because they're going to be a sad lot losing 42-0.